I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's some new data about what's happening to retail stores, the kind built from cinder blocks and cement instead of digital bits and bytes. The fresh calculation predicts as many as 12,000 more physical store locations will close this year. This from a study by an interested party, the commercial real estate company Cushman & Wakefield. That's on top of about 9,000 store closings last year. Marketplace's Erica Barris tells us how mall operators are responding.
When Starbucks said it was closing nearly 400 of its Teavana stores, Simon Property Group, one of the biggest mall operators in the country, sued them and won. A judge ordered Starbucks to keep running the Teavana stores at malls.
Starbucks is in a unique situation because they're highly profitable.
That's Garrick Brown with Cushman & Wakefield. He says the Teavana ruling was meant to send a message to retailers trying to squeeze out of leases. But Starbucks is profitable, whereas many businesses aren't.
If you had underperforming stores, this wouldn't hold in court.
Brown says another 12,000 stores will close this year. Larry Perkins with advisory firm Sierra Constellation Partners says malls are shifting excess store space into fitness centers and offices. But retail is still viable. Too much space was devoted to it.
I think things got a little bit crazy for a while, and there got to be so much of a footprint between real estate development and the saturation of stores.
Discount retailers like Dollar Tree and TJ Maxx plan on opening hundreds of stores this year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.